It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into The Drive on a Red Friday. Let's take a trip to Atlanta and be joined by Dave Archer. He does color commentary for the Falcons Radio Network. Dave, happy to have you join us today.
Thanks, man. Good to be with you.
So the Falcons have had a little bit of quarterback uncertainty since Matt Ryan is retired and joined you and I in the media. You now pick up Kirk Cousins. We all know his track record coming from Washington and also Minnesota. What has adding Kirk Cousins meant to that organization?
Well, it's a stabilizer, certainly. He's an attention to detail guy. I mean, 12 years in the National Football League, and the success that he's had individually, the numbers he's been able to put up, some of those things lended a lot of credibility to who he is. But when he came in, I don't think a lot of us knew what kind of person he was until maybe you saw that quarterback series that was on Netflix, and you kind of got more of an inside look into what Kirk Cousins was all about. I mean, you saw a few clips here and there. You liked that coming in off the field when he was Washington and different places like that. But I think a lot of people didn't realize how thoughtful a guy he is, what an incredible teammate he is. And I think that's the biggest thing he's brought to the table, is he wants to accentuate the guys around him. And I know maybe that's cliche to say, or a lot of people think, well, that's the way all quarterbacks are. But there's a lot of quarterbacks that are really kind of hung up on what they're doing. And then you're a subsidiary of that if you're playing around him. This guy is a service-oriented dude. He wants Drake London to be good. He wants Bijan Robinson to be great. And I think that bringing that attitude in, what can I do to maybe take you to another level in your game, really was a breath of fresh air. Because you're right, the last couple of years it's been a revolving door at quarterback and really uncertainty at quarterback.
Right now we're talking to Dave Archer. He is the color commentator for the Falcons Radio Network. It feels like that win was really necessary for really two entities. The Falcons as an organization, they don't have a lot of wins like that. It's sort of validation for the decision to go out and get Kirk Cousins. It also feels like there is a belief, a stigma around Kirk Cousins in those big primetime moments that he can't get it done. And for him to take his team on the road, down the field in less than 2 minutes with no timeouts, it seems like that could be one of those games that becomes a catalyst for Atlanta's season.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think all of that is true. There's no question about that. I think Kirk, he was 3-10 in Monday night games, I believe, although he had won three of his last four primetime games. So he's won 4 of 5 now, and obviously that bodes well with Kansas City coming in on Sunday night, that he's had some success here recently in primetime games. But there's no question. Everything you're saying there, it's a young football team. Talking about you've burned draft picks the last 3 years of the first round on offensive weapons, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson. Those guys had some success in college, but really have not realized any success with the Atlanta Falcons, and really have kind of their growth as players have been stunted because of the quarterback play and really what we were offensively. So all of that is a benefit. And then to Kurt, to kind of, I don't know, credibility attached to it. When you make that happen, when something like that happens for a team, it can be a catalyst. I think there's no question. The one thing we can't do here in Atlanta is overplay it. It's a cool moment. It was a great celebration after the game. But hey, in this league, it's not for long. You know, you got to get ready and get ready to go. And this is a short week. You got the Super Bowl champs coming to town, the best quarterback on the planet coming in here. They've got to be ready to go. They got to flush that out of the system. Remember the feelings, because you want to keep that feeling, but then you got to rekindle that again this weekend.
Right now we're talking to Dave Archer with the Falcons Radio Network. Let's move forward to Sunday Night Football, Chiefs and Falcons. Dave, it feels to me like Bijan Robinson is really the key to everything that they do. He's a guy that can run for 100 yards. He could catch for 75 yards out of the backfield. He is one of the true Swiss Army knives, do-everything backs in this league.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it was pretty cool on Monday night to see he and Saquon Barkley on the field at the same time. Those two guys are very similar players. They can do it all. And even to the extent where Bijan Robinson made two key blocks in the game. In fact, the touchdown pass that Cousins throws to Mooney in the third quarter, I believe. That's a play that Bijan Robinson steps up and picks up the blitzy linebacker. So a lot of other stuff maybe that goes unsung, like blocking and those kind of things. He had a chip block on the edge to help Cousins, provide Cousins some more time to throw the football. So, yeah, the ball in his hand, certainly a difference maker. He is a – there's no question he's a catalyst to blending the run game with the pass game. There's no question about that. Tyler Allgeier is a guy that comes in off the bench, and as much as people say it's thunder and lightning with the great speed and the versatility that Bijan brings to the table, and then Tyler Allgeier comes in as that bowling ball, bang it back at 225 pounds, there's a lot of similarities to them, too. They both can make people miss in a phone booth. They both can catch the ball in the backfield. So it's a good 1-2 punch at running back, but certainly Bijan Robinson is the headliner.
When you look at the passing game, who do you see kind of the catalyst in that? Is it Bijan and his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield? Drake London? I mean, it feels like it's a really well-balanced attack with Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Ray McCloud. You pick him up from San Francisco, Darnell Mooney from Chicago. He played well on Monday Night Football. It feels like Kirk Cousins has about 4 to 6 weapons at his disposal.
Well, and that's the key, right? I mean, that's something that you want as a quarterback, is to be able to have different guys that can affect the game and maybe win the game for you. I mean, we haven't even really talked about Kyle Pitts. I mean, Kyle is as good a tight end, pass-catching tight end, as you're going to see. We just haven't seen enough of it. We saw it his rookie year, and then his growth has been stunted based on quarterback play. We're hoping that's going to blossom here with Kirk. It hasn't yet in the first 2 weeks. He's caught a couple of passes. He caught a couple of key moments, caught a touchdown pass against the Steelers, but it's really been a few far between. Drake London. We saw Drake London, some of the things he can do the first 2 years of his career. He's got like 140 catches in his first two seasons, but still the effect of a game and winning a game like he did on Monday night, those things are coming. And then you bring in, like you said, Mooney and Ray McCloud, who've been around the league. They've had some moments in their career, but no really star moments. So it's a blend of guys that are kind of coming together to try to develop an identity with one another. And Kirk Cousins is the key. He's the guy that's distributed. He talked about openly after the game that he was disappointed that he didn't get more people involved. So that's, again, his service-oriented background and him wanting to get everybody involved in the game is going to help him, but it's certainly going to bring these guys out and let them be known a little bit more as mainline guys.
We're talking to Dave Archer, the color commentator for the Falcons Radio Network, here for a couple of more minutes. From a defensive perspective, how do you think Atlanta matches up with Kansas City?
Well, hey, that's always the trick, right? I mean, because the quarterback is a different dude. I think that anybody that heard the press conference with Raheem Morris this week, he called Patrick an alien, because you just don't see him. I mean, he's a different kind of guy. Yeah, he's the best player on the planet. He can do stuff when things are off schedule. He can do stuff on schedule. And so he seems to be able to accentuate whoever he plays with. And now the cast of characters that he's got around him, with the two young receivers that can run. Obviously, Kelce is a guy that can completely break your back. And you wonder what's going to happen at running back. Pacheco, that's a tough loss, losing Pacheco for a few weeks. But, you know, Kareem Hunt comes in, a guy that's familiar with the system. So there's a lot to do defensively for the Falcons. Falcons are much better up front than they've been in recent years. Matthew Judon coming in is a legitimate problem from a pass protection standpoint. Grady Jarrett's back, who's a big-time inside rusher and creates problems. I think they like all three levels of their defense. They got linebackers that can run. The two safeties are probably, you could argue, that they're probably the two of the best safeties in the National Football League. That might be one of the best duos, with Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates at the safety spot. J.J. Terrell solid at the corner. So I think they like their defense. Their defense has played well the first 2 weeks. Got our first turnover, which was a key one. Jesse Bates gets the interception to win the game last year after his all-pro season last season, and 6 interceptions. So that side of it's coming around. They want to get some more sacks and some more turnovers, but they're hoping that'll come. But it's a solid unit. Jimmy Lake's done a good job of them, with Hugh Morris chipping in there as a former D coordinator with the L.A. Rams. So there's a lot of concentration on that side of the ball, and they did a lot of upgrading on that side of football. So I think they feel good about the matchup. I mean, as good as you can feel about the Super Bowl champs coming in to find a way to win just about any any possible way. So I think they realize that this is a huge challenge, but they're excited about the opportunity.
Two final questions here, Dave. The first one is, give me an X factor for the Falcons on the offensive end. Give me somebody on the defensive end, because you got a lot of weapons. There's a lot of speed with Xavier Worthy, Mecole Hardman. They have the best tight end in the National Football League and Travis Kelce. There's a lot of weapons. Who's somebody that needs to play well on the offensive side and the defensive side for the Falcons?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I would lean on the guy I mentioned earlier is Kyle Pitts, because we have not seen him burst out. He had a really good training camp. He looked a lot like the rookie in 2021 that went for over 1,000 yards and made the Pro Bowl. I think he's due for a burst-out type game. And looking at the tape against New England, it looked like Burrow was able to get the football to the tight end some in that game. I think that he's a matchup problem because of his size and his wingspan. He's about due to burst out and have a game. So I would lean towards Kyle Pitts in that group. Defensively, you mentioned the different weapons that's going to happen. I think the linebacker core and the safeties are going to have to be keys. I know that's not one per particular person, but I guess I'd lean on those two safeties, Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons, because of the effect that they can have potentially on changing coverage, maybe trying to make things a little bit confusing if you can do that to a guy that's of the caliber that Patrick Mahomes is, but trying to take Kelce away, don't let Kelce break your back, keep drives alive. Those are the kind of things. But I think it's going to have to be a team effort on defense. I don't think you can pick one guy out that's going to make a difference for Atlanta defensively. They just got to try to hold on to the rope and slow Kansas City down.
That is Dave Archer joining us on the show today. He is the color commentator for the Falcons Radio Network, getting you ready for Sunday Night Football, Chiefs and Falcons. You can catch that on NBC. Dave, great stuff today. Appreciate the insight on the Falcons. I think this is going to be a close game. This was one of the games that we asked this question on the show leading into the season. If I give you $1 million and I tell you you have to pick the Chiefs' first loss, what game would you pick? I picked Atlanta. I think the Chiefs are walking into a tough spot here, and they're also banged up. I think this is going to be a really, really difficult win for Kansas City to leave with.
Well, I hope you're right from an Atlanta perspective. I just hope it's a great football game for the fans to watch. I think it will be. And both these teams have played in close games the first 2 weeks, so I think that they're both ready to play one down to the wire.
That is Dave Archer joining us on the show today. Dave, great stuff. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, man. Good to be with you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.